Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Good to be joining you all again for some meditation, some time of prayer with the Lord. Nothing more important than our time with Jesus each day. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Jesus, we believe in you. We believe you're present here. We believe that you want to speak to us in the depth of our heart. We hope in you, your presence, and your goodness, and your kindness. We hope in the graces that you'll give us through meditating on your word, that those graces will strengthen us throughout the day to choose you, to love you, to be more in communion with you, to be better and optimal versions of the spirit and the soul that you've created in us and dealing in the world, that we'll become the saints through these graces that you're calling us to be. We love you. We love you, Lord, and respond in love to you. In thought, word, and action, we love you in this prayer, and we pray that through this contact we have with you in the word would lead us to share that love throughout the day with greater sincerity and freedom. We're grateful, Lord, for the time that we have with you now. We're grateful that you're speaking to us through it, and so we want to spend all this time attentively present to you. Let's read Mark 13 to 19 together to meditate here. Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those who he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him and he might send them forth to preach and have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, son of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. So let's lean into this scripture passage and see what we can learn from it and read it as if it's the first time. First, I notice that Jesus, you go up to the mountain and summon those who you want. Right, you call them. You must have told them, hey, I'm going to go up on the mountain and pray. Come up tomorrow. I want to talk with you. So he spread the word to those he wanted. He called them, come to me. I'm preparing something. I want to talk to you about this. He's calling them. Very intentional. And not everybody, not all the ones you healed did you call. Not all the ones you loved and did great favors for did you call. Not even maybe some of the people that you had lived with or worked with. Maybe even family members you didn't call. But you summoned those you wanted. And they came to you. Part of it is they came to you because they were called, but they also respond. Maybe there were some who were called who didn't come to you, who thought better of it and thought, no, I can't. Got these commitments, or I don't want to, or I can't right now, or it's not important enough. Whatever it was, some, perhaps that you called didn't come to you. That's a reality that I see all the time, or I shouldn't be scandalized by it, that some people that Jesus wants, he's working in their life, it's evident that he's calling them closer and they resist. I can see in my own life, Jesus, that at times you're working in my heart and you're calling me closer, calling me in, and I resist that. I don't want to get closer, or I'm afraid of what the implications might be or what I might need to leave behind in small ways or big ways. This dynamic of calling and only some responding runs throughout the drama of humankind responding to God's invitations. Then there's another truth that's revealed the very next line. So, whom he wanted and they came to him, He appointed 12, who he also named apostles. So even amongst that group that came and responded to him, among those, he chose 12. So he had a special race relationship, even a special calling. In other gospels, Jesus did send out 72. But here, amongst those who came, he picked 12 to be his apostles. And this particular group, it says, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and have authority to drive out demons. So the intention that you had, Jesus, by picking these was that they be with you, first and foremost. You wanted 12 who would spend extra time with you, who would be with you in a closer relationship, who would learn perhaps more, the opportunities to know you, listen to you, talk to you, be with you. And your goal for that was, yes, that them to get to know you better, but so that you could then send them out to preach, because they would know better and know more, be able to communicate more faithfully what you wanted them to preach and teach. You wanted them to be special envoys, emissaries, legates, apostles. Not only to preach, but you wanted them to have authority to drive out demons, to loosen the grasp that the devil had on souls and on society, so that this gospel truth could find a place, could resonate in people's heart, that they would be freed from these enslavements of the devil, to hear the gospel and respond to it, to preach and to drive out demons. That's the authority you gave to your apostles. And that was your intent in calling them to be with you more. This resonates a lot with me. Jesus is the charism of the legionaries of Christ, and Random Christi is imitating this Jesus who calls, who says, be with me, gives them an experience of his love, and then sends them out to preach, to teach, to cast out demons. That's an essential part of our charism, of what we're called in the church to focus on and imitate. And those who resonate with the spirituality of the legionaries and Random Christi, they resonate in this, that I want to be with Jesus in a deeper way, and I'm not afraid to be sent out to be his apostle, to teach, to preach, and to confront evil. So it's a charism, Jesus, that you've given us and call us to focus on, which is charism of quality time with you, of a real earnestness to listen and to learn. That's intellectual part of it and experiential part of it. To be transformed by the truth of this gospel, and then have the courage to go out and to do preaching, teaching, and confronting evil. That's, in a nutshell, what you ask of us. And those who respond and want that are the ones who have that charism and feel that call. And I'm grateful for those, Jesus. I'm grateful that you've asked me to imitate this part of your life. And I'm grateful that you've given me souls that resonate with this same call and want to do that. Yes, the whole church is called, in a sense, to imitate that part of you, Jesus. But the whole church is called to imitate the humility of your incarnation, like the Franciscans, to be in the world with and in their sufferings, to go out to the peripheries and to be with them in their pain and to help the marginalized in the service. That's a beautiful thing. The whole church is called to that, but specifically some are called to that as well. Some are called just to imitate the teaching, Jesus. The whole church is obviously called to imitate Jesus who teaches, and does so through our universities, does so through the homilies on Sundays. So in many ways, all of us are called to preach, but there's some that are specific. Oh, that's what I most want from you. That's the charism I give you, to teach the faith. The Dominicans and others. So Lord, but to me, you've called me. I want you to imitate that coming around me, having an experience of me, and then going out teaching, preaching, bringing that kingdom to bear in the world. confronting evil, healing it, transforming it. Jesus, I thank you for that. We pray into that. We want to meditate on that mystery, that truth, and ask you to transform my heart, to be your apostle, to respond to you with greater love, fidelity, audacity, creativity, to be a real apostle that does what you did. Let's take some time to reflect on these truths, to meditate on them more, make a resolution for your day so that these truths can then affect the way you love, think, act, speak today. Be Jesus' apostle, those you come in contact with. Amen. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Heydew of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.